Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chof Dalid, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf Chof Dalid Amid Aleph Gufa. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzor Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Refuah Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel and Zisel Rachel Bas Alta Frumet. Today's daf is also being learned Leilui Nishmas Chaim Doiv Ben Shloima Hakoyim. So yesterday, 7.5 years ago, we began the third perek of Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Zeboyer. And the Mishnah began discussing the basic Shulchan Aruch of Dine Mamonos B'Shloisha, meaning Dine Mamonos B'Shloisha, that we know. The question is, how exactly was that Beis Din formed? Meaning, does the Toiveya have the schos to say that I want these three Dayanim to preside over our case? Is it the Nitva that has the schos? Maybe they have to come to some sort of joint agreement. And the Mishnah uttered the immortal words, Zeh Boir Lo Yechad, Vzeh Boir Lo Yechad. What about the third? That's a machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says, Shneim Boir Lohen Oidechad, and the Chachamim said, Shnei Dayanim Boir Lohen Oidechad. In the context of the Mishnah said the Rameir holds that Zeh Poisel Dayanoi Shel Zeh, Vzeh Poisel Dayanoi Shel Zeh. Not just that, Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, Vzeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh. In the course of the Gemara's discussion of that part of the Mishnah, the Gemara mentioned a remark that Rish Lakish said, Amar Rish Lakish, Peh Kadosh Yoim Adover Zeh, is it possible the Rameir and his holy mouth would have uttered the words, Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, Vzeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh? It's impossible. And because of that, Rish Lakish said, Tini Eidov, you have no choice, but you have to do a little bit of an edit in the Mishnah. And you have to say the Rameir never said, Zeh Poisel Eidov, Lashin Rabim Shel Zeh, but rather Zeh Poisel Eidoi, one of his Eidim. Either way, the lumdus of this Mishnah was very much the previous daf. Today's daf is going to begin with a little bit of an agadita discussion on that comment that Rish Lakish made, and that is Peh Kadosh Yoimar Dover Zeh. Zokta Gemara Gufa, Amar Rish Lakish. So when Rish Lakish heard what Rameir said in unserer Mishnah, Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, and Zeh Poisel Eidov Shel Zeh, he couldn't believe it. He said, Peh Kadosh, someone like Rameir, who has such a holy mouth, Yoimer Dover Zeh, is it possible he would have said that? And because of that, the Gemara said, Tini Eidah, you have no choice, and you have to do what we don't usually like to do, and that is make an edit. Not Eidov Shel Zeh, but rather Eidoi Shel Zeh, says the Gemara, Eini. I have a problem with this comment. Is it possible that Rish Lakish said, Peh Kadosh, Yoimer Dover Zeh, but Amar Ulo, Ulo said, Haroya es Rish Lakish beBeis HaMedrash, if anyone ever saw Rish Lakish and Beis Medrash, this is what it would look like. Ki'ilu Oiker Harim, he looked like somebody that uprooted mountains that were firmly planted in the ground, and then he took the mountains and he grinded one against the other. Okay. If that's the case, Freik the Gemara, how's it possible that Rish Lakish could have said, Peh Kadosh Yemer Dover Zeh? When you read the Gemara, it's not clear at all what the Gemara's kash is. But if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that what the Gemara means to ask is that from the fact that Rish Lakish was an Oiker Harim, V'toichanon Zeh B'Zeh, Almo Charifa Tuvahava, you see that he was a real Charif. And if he was a real Charif, Hayitochin, he would have spoke with such a Nova, and he would have referred to Rameir when he was asking on Rameir, Peh Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh, meaning from the visual that Ula is describing of Rish Lakish in Beis Medrash, you're supposed to see someone that's such a charif, he's taking mountains, he's ripping them out of the ground, and he's being toichan on Zeh B'Zeh. Doesn't seem to be so consistent with this one comment of Rish Lakish, where Rish Lakish is asking Akash and Rameir, and it doesn't sound like an Oikaharim. What he sounds like is, Peh Kadosh Yom Adover Zeh, sounds like he's talking with incredible anava. And the Gemara holds it to steer. How could it be that Rish Lakish is an Oikaharim, but Toichan and Zeh B'Zeh? Yet at the same time, he speaks with such humility, Peh Kadosh Yom Adover Zeh. But the Gemara said, Amar Ravina. Ravina said, I don't understand the question. Meaning, even if the premise of the question is correct, that to the extent that Rish Lakish is an Oikaharim, but Toichan and Zeh B'Zeh, it doesn't make so much sense that he would say Peh Kadosh Yemer Dover Zeh. But who did he say Peh Kadosh Yemer Dover Zeh about? He said it about Rameir. Do you know who Rameir was? If anyone would see Reb Meir in Beis Medrash, you know what that would look like? It was Ke'ilu Oikar Harei Harim. Not just Ke'ilu Oikar Harim, but Ke'ilu Oikar Harei Harim, which apparently is even more. Meaning, Lo'ilam, I'll tell you that Reish Lakish maybe was an Oikar Harim, and he was a real Harif. And if that's the case, maybe it would seem inconsistent with him asking a question in such a humble way. But being that the question that he was asking was about Reb Meir, and Reb Meir is even a bigger Harif than he is, so it could be the Gres de London will still be in somewhat of a position of deference when he's talking to someone that's even a bigger Lamdan than he is. So says Ravina, I hear the question, but being that it's Reb Meir, and Reb Meir is not just an Oikar Harim, but is an Oikar Harei Harim, so maybe it does make sense that Reish Lakish would talk this way. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, you have to say that the Gemara's comment was not a kasha, meaning, how could it be Reb Meir said, Peh Kodesh Emer Dov Razeh, I Reb Meir is an Oikar Harim, but it was more of a statement, and that is, Boyu Re'eh, Kama Mechavavin Zeh. What the Gemara meant to say was, take a look how much the Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gemara is going to explain, were mechav of each other. Meaning, Reish Lakish, who's the great Charif, you would have expected that if he heard something that he didn't understand, he would have, you know, taken his head off, proverbially speaking. But that's not what he said. He said, Pe Kodesh Yoyim Adover Zeh. See, even the great Reish Lakish, who was a Charif, but Lemaisa, he was mechav of Reb Meir so much, he spoke with so much Chiba, he spoke with so much Ahava. The Gemara never meant to ask a question, the Gemara meant to make a comment. Says the Gemara, in fact, there's a precedent for this. The Yossi Rebbe was once sitting. The Kamar, and he said, so we know that there's an Isser for someone to take something hot and to be matminid on Shabbos. What about a Dover Tzoyne? So you would think it's mutter. Stating that Rebbe said, I'm on the fun of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi was sitting with Rebbe when Rebbe said this, and he said, Abba, my father, meaning Rabbi Yossi hit the lahatminas atzoyne. He said it's mutter. He didn't say it's Osir. Amale. So when Rebbe heard that, he says, no, I thought Aser, but if Rabbi Yossi said Mutter Kfar Hoyer Zaken, that means the Zaken already paskin that way, and if the Zaken paskin that way, it is what it is. Rapapa commented on this, and he said, Boyere Kamen Mechavim and Zeh Zeh. You see how much Chiba and Ahava the great Talmidim of Eretz Yisrael had. Why? Either Rabbi Yossi came, because when Rabbi Yossi was alive, Hayukafa V'yoshev Lifnei Rebbe, he was deferent to Rebbe. He sat with Hachna and with humility in the presence of Rebbe. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef's son, was Mamala Makam Avosef. He was on the Madrega of his father, Rashi. Choshiv Ka'aviv. Vah, the Kaf of the Yosef Lefnei Rebbe. And we know he was Kaf of the Yosef Lefnei Rebbe. So if Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef is Kaf of the Yosef Lefnei Rebbe, and he's Choshiv Ka'aviv, that means his father Rabbi Yosef is also Kaf of the Yosef Lefnei Rebbe. So we know Rabbi Yosef had tremendous covet for Rebbe. Yet Rebbe, on the other hand, you see, has tremendous covet for Rabbi Yosef. How do you know that? The Ka'am, Kfar Hoy Razak. So you see that Rabbi Yossi has tremendous covet for Rebbe because he sits by him, Bahachna. Rebbe has tremendous covet for Rabbi Yossi. How do you know that? Because he literally retracts a psak that he said based on the fact that Rabbi Yossi said, not like him, Kfar Hoy Razakin. And this is another example of Kama Mechavavin Zezah, that the Talmidei Chachamim, and as we're going to see, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael, Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi lived in Eretz Yisrael, that the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael had tremendous chiba for each other. Reish Lakish, we see it from the way he asked on this Reb Meir, Peh Kodesh Yom HaDavar Zeh, despite the fact that he was an Oikar Harim, and we see it from Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. Rebbe says, Kfar Hoy Razakin about Rabbi Yossi, yet Rabbi Yossi is Kaf of Yoshev Lifnei Rebbe. Zok Tegmar, Am Rabbi Yossi, on this note, my Dechsev, what's Pshat in the Pasuk that says, "Va'ekach lishnei maklois la'achat karasi noyam u'la'achat karasi chayvum." So this is a pasuk in Zechariah Perek Yud Aleph, some sort of mystical nevuah that Zechariah has, and he says, "I took two staffs, two sticks. One of them I called noyam, and the other one I called chayvum." What does this mean? It's the Gemara Darshins. Now, this drush is not the pasuk pshat in that nevuah. For the pasuk pshat in the nevuah, you have to open up a sefer Zechariah. But this is a drush that Chazal said, "Noyam elu tamid chachamim shabaretz Yisrael." The one makl that was referred to as noyam was referring to the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael. And why are they called Noyam? Shemanim in Zeh L'Zeh B'Halacha. Because when they learn together, they learn B'ne'imus, right? They get along really, really well. They speak in a refined way. This tremendous Midas Toivus that permeates the massive amount of learning. Chayvlin, the makkah that was called Chayvlin, Eyo Tamid Chachamim Shev Bavel. That's referring to Tamid Chachamim and Bavel. Shemechablim Zal Lazeh Bahalacha, that they're fakert. That when they talk together with each other and learning, that Mechablim Zal Lazeh. Miloshen Achayvl Bechaveiroi. Chay Bechamish Advarim. Right, they hit each other. And that's the sloshen of Chayvlim, referring to the Tamid Chachamim of Bavel. So again, you see this idea that Tamid Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael are Mechaviv in Zezeh. Here the Lashon is not Mechaviv, and the Lashon is Manimim. But in contrast to the Tamid Chachamim in Bavel, that were Mechaviv in Zezeh. I think it's Kedai to take a look at Rashi. Dibra Maschel Mechaviv. Rashi says, B'loshen Az V'chema Makshin Zalazeh. That in Bavel, when they would ask questions, they would ask it, B'loshen Az, B'loshen Chema. Meaning not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, Per Kodesh Yom Adav Zeh. That was his way of saying, edit this Mishnah of ASAP because I have no Havana in the Mishnah. It's not the way they asked in Bavel. In Bavel, they would ask with a Charifos. Says Rashi Vayter, Ubnei Eretz Yisrael, Noichin Yachad. They got along really well. Uma'ainin Yachad, and they were Ma'ayin very, very nicely. Umesakin Ze as Divrei Ze, and they'd be Mesakin each other. Vashmu Yoitzalar, and through that, the halacha would be Yoitzalar. This Rashi is basically the blueprint of the power of a Chabura, right? Hashtag teamwork. That's what this Rashi is. That when the Oivim gets together, so the Noichin Yachad, the Ma'ainin Yachad, the Mesakin Ze as Divrei Ze, and through that, Ashmu Yoitzalar, as opposed to in Bavel, it didn't necessarily work that way. It's interesting. We've mentioned over the years that there's a klal in Psak Halacha that if there's a machloikis between Amoraim, and one was from Bavel and the other one was from Eretz Yisrael, so we paskin like the one that's from Eretz Yisrael. We suggested maybe that's why when there's a machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ramban of the Mechamis says it with regards to the machloikis Rabba and Rab Zeira, the Chavis Yar, and his famous Tshuva Simon Tzadik Dalit says it with regards to the machloikis Ravina and Ravashi. This is an idea that permeates Psak Halacha, that we paskin like the one that's from Eretz Yisrael. Pasha, you learn, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkin. But there's an idea, you see, that the Talmidei Chachamim in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different style of learning than the Talmidei Chachamim In Bavel, the mamish oiker harin v'toychanin zebezeh and pek kodesh yom adavar zeh is like a kasha. There's no way someone would have even spoken that way. Like Rashi says, the questions were b'loshen az v'chema mechavlin. Literally, b'loshen chavola. Them mamish punching each other in the nose. That's what it sounds like. Ab in Eretz Yisrael, it was the other way. And Rashi says, at the end of the day, when you learn noichin yachad u'ma'ainin yachad u'mesakin zeh as divrei zeh hashmu yotzalar. So the Derech HaLimud was more conducive to come out of Maisa. Maybe that's the reason why the Talmidei Eretz Yisrael had this Milo when it comes to Psak Halacha either way. So we just mentioned one Nevu of Zechariah, Zechariah Perek Aleph. So we're going to go now to another Nevu in Zechariah. This is Zechariah Perek Dalet. The Pasuk says, Vayoyme Eilu Shnei Bnei HaYitzar HaOimden Al Adoin Kol HaOretz Ushnayim Zeisim Aleho Echad Miyimin Hagula VeEchad Al Smoilo. So one is Schayu Perek Dal Pasuk Yudalit. The other one is Schayu Perek Dal Pasuk Gimel. One talks about a nevuah where Zechariah sees Shnei Bnei Hayitzar. The literal translation is the two sons of the oil. The other one is Shnayim Zeisim. He sees two olive branches. Says the Gemara, what is this referring to? Yitzar, the nevuah that he saw about Yitzar. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, Eil Tamid Chachamish Beretz Yisrael. It was a reference to the Tamid Chachamim Eretz Yisrael. Shenoichin Zelozeh Bahalacha Kishem and Zayas. They get along really well, like Shem and Zayas. Right? Shem and Zayas is something that's very geschmack, it's very soothing, and that's the way they learn. Ushnayim Zeisim Olea, and the nevuah that he saw about the two Zeisim, the olive branches, Eilu Tamid Chachamish Abavol, that was a reference to the Chachamim Abavol, Shemirurin Zelazeh Bahalacha, where again, they had this opposite way of learning. Their style of learning was through a mahalach of Mirurin Zelazeh. Kiz the Esso Einai Va'era, V'inei Shtayim Noshim Yoitzin, V'ruach Bekanfeim, Ulehene Knofayim Kekanfei Achsido, V'atiso Eno Ha'efa Ben HaShomayim Ben HaOretz, V'oimer Al HaMalach Adoy V'bi, Ono Heima Moilichis Esso Eifa, V'oimer Alay Livno Yislo Bayis Be'eret Shinar. So what is this Pasuk? This is another Nevu of Zechariah. And this is in Perikei, Psukim Tes, Yud and Yud Aleph. So again, we just darshened two Nevuas of Zechariah. We're darshening now a third. It says the Gemara, what is this all about Zuchanufa v'gasasaruach. It's referring to Chanufa and Gasasaruach sheyardu l'bavel, that descended to Bavel. So where do you see this in the Nevuah? So Rashi explains. Zechariah says, let's just read the pasuk again. Va'esa enai, I lifted up my eyes. Va'ira and I saw, v'hine shtayim noshim yoytzos. I saw these two women, that's literally what it means, that were yoytzos. But the two women, Rashi says, are referring to two midos rois, Chanufa and Gasis haruach. Where do you see that? Because v'ruach, Bekanfeim, ruach is miloshin gasus or ruach, and the other one is v'lohenu knofayim kekanfei hachasido. Chasido is miloshin chasidus. Rashi says zuchanufa shemarin atzman chasidim. Right? What exactly chanufa is a little bit faponted. But the point is, when people are fakers and they act as if they're not someone that they really are, that's an abizrayu, that's a seif in the world of chanufa, and that's this reference here of kekanfei hachasido v'tiso eno es Ho'efa, and the Efa got up and it flew. Rashi says the Efa is referring to the Yetzahara, and it went Beina Oretz and Beina Shomayim, and then the end of the Pasuk says, where's this all going? Which we know is Bavel, v'huchan v'hunicha sham al mechunasa. But the bottom line is that you see from here that Chanuf and Gas Ruach, which in this drush I mentioned in this pasuk, they went where? They went to Bavel. Is that true that Gaiva went to Bavel? Meaning, Chanuf and Gas Ruach is everywhere. But it sounds like they're disproportionately in Bavel. 10 cabin of gases descended onto the wall. Tisha not to Elam. 9 of them went to Elam. Now Elam is pretty close to Bavel, but it's not Bavel. It's actually Iran. And the other 10% is divided equally and equally distributed amongst the rest of the world. So it doesn't sound like Gasus Haruach went disproportionately to Bavel. It sounds like it went disproportionately to Elam. So the Gemara's kash is Gasus Haruach to Bavel Nachis. I thought Tisha Kabin of Gasus went to Elam. So the Gemara says it. Le Bavel Nachis. Initially it went to Bavel. But after it was in Bavel, somehow it went from Bavel and it made its way to Elam. Says the Gemara, Dekonami, I'll prove it to you. Because the Pasuk says, Livnois lo bayis be'eret Shinar. Now the Pasuk starts that the Shtein Noshim end up in Shinar. But yet, where were they settled? It says, Livnois lo. Her, as opposed to Rashi says, Lohem, Bayis Be'er Shinar. L'chura, if two Noshim, Chanuf and Gas Saruach, both went to Bavel, then when we discuss in the Pasuk how they settled in Bavel, it should have said Lohen, referring to the two of them. Why doesn't it say Lo? Oh, Shema Mina, that they both went to Bavel, or B'lamaisa, they both didn't settle in Bavel. Only one of them settled in Bavel. Where did the other one settle? Ishtarvuve le'elam, it made its way to Elam. Faith in Gemara, but I still have a cash with this because for Amar, similar Gasas Ruach Anios, a simon for Gasas Ruach is Anios, meaning Gasas Ruach and Anios come together. Va'anios le'bavel noches, yet we know Anios is in Bavel, meaning so from the fact that Anios is in Bavel, that should be a raya l'chari that Gasas Ruach is in Bavel. Meaning, you're telling me Tisha Kabin in Elam, the Pasuk in Zecharias Mashma Bavel. And to tell me that it went from Bavel to Elam is a little dacha, because we know that at the end of the day, Bavel has the simin of Gasas Ruach, which is Anios. So the Gemara says, no, my Anios, Anios Torah. When we say similar Gasas Ruach, Anios, what it means is Anios in Torah. Bavel had no Anios in Torah. There was financial poverty in Bavel, but there was tremendous Ashiras as it relates to Torah. The Talmud Bavli came from Bavel. So the Simen Lagasus Ruach was not in Bavel. In fact, the Gemara is going to say it now, that where was the Simen Lagasus Ruach, which is Anias and Torah? That was in Elam. The Pasuk says, Ochis lonu ketano, v'shodayim ein lo. I'm Rabbi Yerich, Rabbi Yerich, and it said, Zu Elam. It's referring to Elam. Shazachso lilmoy, v'loy zachso lalami. Right, what does the Pasuk mean? Ochis lonu ketano, we have a younger sister, v'shodayim ein lo. And she has no ability to be meinik. Right to nurse. So that's a reference to Elam, where there was Torah of a Shadayim Ein Lo. There was no teaching, right? Nothing was being transmitted. So Elam tacked ahead on Anias and Torah, as opposed to Bavel, which very much did not have Anias and Torah. If you take a look at Rashi, Anias Torah, so Rashi says, Be'elam he, Daniel Be'elam hava. Daniel was an Elam. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, V'ani b'shushan abira, Hashem Be'elam ha-medino, V'loy rovatz Torah. Daniel did not teach Torah. Ezra havel b'vavel, as opposed to Ezra who was in Bavel, v'lamad choyku mishpat b'Yisrael, he very much taught Torah. We're going to get back to this. Bezer Hashem in the Reit says, the Gemara, one last dvar agad, before we get back to some lomdis, my Bavel. Why is Bavel called Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan said, Belula b'mikra, Belula b'mishnah, and Belula b'talmud. Because Bavel is really mixed up of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. And because the Talmud Bavli came from Bavel, that's why Bavel's called Bavel. So it's called Bavel because it's made up of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, right? When you learn Gemara, you learn a lot of Psukim, right? How many Psukim are quoted on today's daf? We just learned several Nevuos from Zechariah. And obviously you learn Mishnayos, and obviously you learn Gemara. So because it's Belula b'mikra, b'mishnah, b'talmud, Talmud, so it's for that reason it's called Bavel. Tosfos over here, and this Tosfos is also in Kedushin, Daf Lamed quotes Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that the Gemara says, Lo'odam yishalish odam shnoisav. A person is supposed to divide his learning into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, and shlish b'shas. Nobody does this. Why not? Says Rabbeinu Tam, because we learn Talmud Bavli. And Talmud Bavli is Belula b'mikra, Belula b'mishnah, Belula b'talmud, and we yoytze with that. One last dvar agada b'machshakim hoshivani kimeisa yoylam. Rabbi Yirmiya said, ze talmuda shal bavel. It's referring to Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is b'machshakim hoshivani. Why? Zakrashi she'ein noichin zemze. Because the oylam didn't get along so well. V'talmudim safik b'yadam. And as a result, their Talmud, their learning was safik b'yadam. Thus, there's a certain element of choshech that permeates Talmud Bavli. Incidentally, Rabbi Yirmiya is the one that says in Shas, Hani Bavloi Tebshai, we've spoken about this many times over the years, that Rabbi Yirmiya had a certain perspective of the Chachmei Bavel. Right? He's one of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and he would sometimes speak Kaloi Mardig as it relates to the Chachmei Bavel. This is a classic. B'machshakim hoshivani kimeisei oylam zeh Talmudo shel Bavel. So really, there's a lot going on here in this Gemara. There's related raid bites in Ayin Shom, but just one Dover Nifla that I saw from Rav Reuven Margolis, right here in Margolis Hayam, that I think is kedai to mention, and that is, so the Gemara said, my Bavel, why is Bavel called Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan said, Belula b'mikra, Belula b'mishnah, Belula b'talmud. Freak, Rav Reuven Margolis, this Gemara is a Pella. It's a Pella. It's such a Pella, it's connected to Pasuk in the Torah. The Pasuk in Parshas Noach, right after the Torah Flogah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed up all the languages, so it says in the Torah, Al Kain Koreshma Bavel, Ki Sham Bavel Hashem, Svas Kalaretz, Umisham Efitzam Hashem, Al Pnei Kalaretz. So Freik, the Baal Margolius, Ayam Rabbi Reuven Margolius, that I don't understand the Gemara, my Bavel, Ashtikal Torah, because since Blulub and Mikra, Blulub and Mishnah, Blulub and Talmud, it's a Mefurish Pasuk. Al Kain Koreshma Bavel, Ki Sham Bavel Hashem. So he said that he saw in a Sefer that he wanted a Taina, that it could be the Gemara's Kash is not why the land of Bavel was called Bavel. But the Gemara's question was why Talmud Bavli is referred to as Talmud Bavli. Meaning, couldn't come up with a better name for the Talmud? Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud. It's very nice. It was composed in Bavel. But I would think we can come up with a little bit of a better name. It must have been a sponsor who was willing to pay top dollar for the naming rights to the Talmud Bavli. What's this known as? The Babylonian Talmud. So he said he saw in this Sefer that this Yid wanted a Taina. Maybe that was the Gemara's Kasha. Now, why is the land of Bavel called Bavel? But my Bavel, why is the Talmud called Talmud Bavli? Dozok the Gemara, say a glot. Because it's Belula b'mikra, it's Belula b'mishnah, or Belula b'talmud. Abazok the Abruf Margolis, Fali Nira, different pshat. This is such goyness. Since it's Gemara, Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Lamid Vav, Amid Aleph. It's also Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Aleph in different places. The Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, Hani Tlas Mili Ishtanu Shmayu Michi Chorav Beis HaMikdash. There are three things that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, their names changed. Chatzoy Tzarta Shaifara and Shaifara Chatzoy Tzarta. So what was once the Chatzoytzris became the Shaifer, and what was once the Shaifer became the Chatzoytzris. Number two, Arava Tzavtzofa, Tzavtzofa Arava. What was once the Arava of Da'al Minim fame became the Tzavtzafa, what was once the Tzavtzafa became the Arava. Right, these all have obvious implications in Halacha regarding Tkiyah Shofar, regarding Arava. A third one, what was once the Pesoira became the Psarta, and what was once the Psarta became the Pesoira. Abaya said, I have another one that I could add on what Rav Chisda said. What was once the Huvlila became the Beikasi. What was once the Beikasi became the Huvlila. It's regarding Hilchas Treifas. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, this is the last Gemara in Perek Bamem Ablikin Masechta Shabbos. Af Anu Noimar. I have one to add. What was once Bavel is today Bursif. And what was once Bursif is today Bavel. Said Rav Rufa Margolis. That means today's Bavel is not yesteryear's Bavel. In fact, today's Bavel is what was once upon a time known as Bursif. That means there was a town called Bursif, and this town's name changed. It went from being Bursif to Bavel. Stellt sich die Frage, my Bavel, and for the Gemara, because that's where the Talmud Bavli came from, and it's Blula B'Mikra, Blula B'Mishna, Blula B'Talmud, and that's why that newfound city became known as Bavel. If the Bavel from the times of the Talmud was the same as the Bavel from Amal, then you can have asked this kasha. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Kein Karishma Bavel, Kishon Bal Hashem, Svaz Kol Haaretz. But Unzer Bavel was not that Bavel. Unzer Bavel was what was once upon a time Bursif. He said, if that's the case, then maybe the Gemara held that the reason for that Malaga Bavel is no shaykhis to this. This is the ancient Bursif. So how did Bursif, which sounds like it's in Russia somewhere, right? How did it become Bavel? Oh, the Teretz is. It must be this pshat. Because it's Blula B'Mikra, Blula B'Mishna, Blula B'Talmud, V'ruyin HaDvarim, L'Misha Amram. And on that note, we return to the regular program of Perek Zabar. I mean, you can't go through too much regular Havayas Dabai Verava without significant interruptions of raid, which I don't think anyone has an objection to. But regardless, we now move along to an intense Amid and change of Gemara. It's Lamdish Gemara. We're going to do what we do. So from a pure Dafyami perspective, it's actually not too difficult, and it's also going to begin with a Mishnah that the Gemara very much discussed in yesterday's staff. So, the Gemara. What would be if you have two people, they have to go to Din Torah, and one tells the other one, Nemanolai Abba, that even though my father, right, this is one of the Bali Dinim talking, I know it's possible to be one of the Dayanim, because just like an eight can't be a Karev, so to a Dayan can't be a Karev, but I trust my father, Bein L'schus, Bein L'chayv, I trust him to be one of the Dayanim. Or he says, Neman Olai Avicha, but noch besser. I trust your father to be one of the Dayanim. Or he says, Nemanin Olai Shloisha Roye Bakar. Or he says that I trust three Roye Bakar, which the Gemara is going to talk about in tomorrow's daf, that are, of course, Pasolatus. But I trust these Chevra to be the three Dayanim. Rameh says, Yachal Achzabai. If afterwards he wants to backtrack, he has a right to. The Chachamim say, Ine Yachal Achzabai, that if he wants to backtrack, he cannot. Whoa, if somebody owed somebody a Shvu. Vamalei, and he told him, Darli B'chai Rosh. So there's a certain seder of how a Shvu worked. Right, depending if it's a Shvu Deiraisa, a Shvu Derabana, we'll see more about that in the Gemara. But a Shvu is a very intense thing. You have to go to Bez Din, Nikitas Chefetz, right, this week's Parsha. Simno yotcha tachas yirechi, right? That's the way shvuah works. So what would be if somebody's chayiv, somebody is shvuah, and then the other person says, the one that's chayiv shvuah, darli b'chayiv roich, you know, you don't have to go to bezin, just, you know, between me and you, just swear to me, outside of court, just give me a good old fashioned, I promise, and you have my word, handshake kind of thing. You don't have to go through the rigors of hilchas shvuas. And then afterwards, he says, you know, what was I thinking? Let me make this person stand in a dimly lit room holding a sefer Torah where people are spooking him out. Could he be chayz or could he not be chayz? Mayor says, Yochel achzabai, v'chachamim, the chachamim say, ein yochel achzabai. So again, we have two machloikis in between Rameir and the chachamim, very much l'shita sayu, and very much me'inyan l'inyan ba'is inyan. The first is where somebody says that I am willing to go along and trust someone that be'etzim should be possible to be a dayan, to be one of the dayanim that I can preside over this entire. Then he has a change of heart. Could it be chayz or could it not be chayz? Rameir says, yeah, chum, say no. The second case is in Hilchas Shvuas, where somebody's chayv, somebody is shvua, and he says, you know what, nah, don't worry about it. Just give me a good old-fashioned shvua without the regular Hilchas Shvuas, and then he wants to be chayzer. Yes or no? Rameir again says, yeah. The chachamim say, no. Zok the Gemara. Amr Avdimi Breder Rav Nachman Breder Rav Yosef. The Kabli Olev, there's a big machloikis Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos right here, what exactly this means. So we'll learn the way Rashi learns. Rashi says that what the Gemara means to say is that when a mayor says Yochel Achzer, it means even if only one of the three Dayanim is apostle. Meaning, even when it's the Kabli Olev, which means that the other two Dayanim are regular kosher Dayanim. So I would have thought where two out of the three are kosher and only one is not, maybe then if you want to be chayzer, you can't be chayzer. In other words, if all three apostle, or if Roiv, two out of the three apostle. So then it's more poshut that Rameir would say you could be chayzer because this is not a real bezdin. But if two out of the three are kosher and only a minority one out of the three is possible, so you would have thought then Rameir would say once you agree, you agree. It's too late. That's what Rav Dimi Breid Rav Nach Breid Rav Yosef said. Going to Kabbalah Aleh Bechad that Afal Gaf the Ikut Treyachrini. Still, the halacha is that if you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer. Now, vada, two, three, meaning he's trying to say that in all situations, even if it's only one of them, the halacha is, if you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer. Tosfos says in pshat tova, in the words of the Gemara, kegoyin the kabbalah b'chad, it doesn't sound like even if one, right? It sounds like kegoyin the kabbalah b'chad, and Tosfos says a different pshat in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. And really, just the hakdama to the balance of the daf is the Gemara is going to bring two major machloikis amoiroims as it relates to how we're supposed to understand the machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim in the Mishnah. So again, we have this machloikis Rameir and Chachamim in the Mishnah. Neman olai Abba, neman olai Avicha, neman olai Shmoishin Meroi Boker. Rameir says, Yochel Achsabai, Chachamim say, Eni Yochel Achsabai. And a very similar machloikis as it relates to Shvuah. So two very high-level fundamental shailas in terms of understanding very poshit and simple and balabatish, the machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim, that is the entire rest of the daf. So here's the first one. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmu. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Machloikis b'machloch. The machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim is b'machloch. What does that mean? Where the teveya goes over to the nitva, right? Someone's trying to get money out of somebody else. The one who's trying to get the money is the teveya. The one that has the money right now is the nitva. And the teveya tells the nitva, listen, I'm willing to have my father, your father, Shleishi Rav Bakar, sit on this bezdin, and if whatever comes out, comes out. Meaning, if it comes out that you don't owe me money, gesuntehe. Said Rav Yehuda Mashmul, the machloikis remain, the chachamim is in that case. Where the teveya is telling the nitva, machloch, that in the event it comes out that you don't owe me money, I'm not going to question it. It is what it is, and ich bin moich. Avo be'etein lecha. Let's say the nitva would go over to the teveya, and the nitva would tell the teveya, nemer alai abo, nemer alai avicho, nemer alai shloshi rei bakar, that. What? That if they come and they say that I owe you money, etin l'cho, I'm going to give you. Divri akol yochel lachsabay, everybody holds it could be chayzer. The machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim is when the Teveya is talking to the Nitva. But when the Nitva is talking to the Teveya, everybody holds yochel lachsabay. Now what's the difference if the Teveya is talking to the Nitva or the Nitva is talking to the Teveya? So the longer answer is, you know, I in the sugya, right? Sit down with a chavrusa. Make a coffee and learn first aid. That's the longer answer. The short answer is that we know from learning Gemara that there's a very big difference in halacha between someone who's trying to get money out of someone else versus someone that's just trying to be machzik money. So Rav Meir said, Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, that holds that if a person wants to be chayzer, can be chayzer. And the Chachamim who are chayla can say, Eina yochel achzabai. When did the Chachamim say that Eina yochel achzabai? That's dafka to the extent that this person is going to be machzik. Meaning, with Teveya told the Nitva, you can keep the money. So now, there's a mechiva. I'm holding on to the money. He told me I could keep the money. He wants to be chayzer. Your chazara is not going to work, meaning I'm going to be able to keep the money. If, however, it's the nitva that told it to the teveya, and you want to use now the etin lecha and say you can't be choizner, it's too late, and as a result, I have to give you something? No, that's already not true. So this idea of nemen olai abba, nemen olai avicha, nemen olai shloshi rei bakar, that, according to the Chachamim, in the yochel achzabai works to the point that I could be machzik, but that it should work in the yochel achzabai, that you could be moitzi, toshoinish. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, be'etein locha machloikis. The machloikis is be'etein locha, meaning, by etin locha, Rameir says yochel achzabai, and the Chacham says ene yochel achzabai. So the Gemara Yibayu Lahu, the Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. They weren't sure how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said by etin locha machloikis, did he mean by etin locha machloikis? Avo b'machel locha divrei akol ene yochel achzabai. By etin locha, that's what is machloikis. But by machel locha, being that it's lahachzik, so everybody holds that if you want to be chayzer, you can't be chayzer. Or maybe what he meant to say was bein bezu machloikis. He meant to say the machloikis is in both cases. Again, let's just be clear. There's a machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Shmuel was mefarish himself. He said the machloikis is b'mocha lecha, but by etin lecha, everybody holds yochel lachzabai, like Rameir, that if you want to be chayzer, you have a right to be chayzer. Rabbi Yochanan said, be'etin l'cha machloikis. So he's clearly arguing with Shmuel. Shmuel said, be'etin l'cha divrei akol yochal lachzaboy. Rabbi Yochanan said be'etin l'cha machloikis, but Rabbi Yochanan didn't say what's b'machal l'cha. Shmuel said b'machal l'cha machloikis, be'etin l'cha divrei akol yochal lachzaboy. Rabbi Yochanan explained etin l'cha, but he didn't explain what's going to be b'machal l'cha, and that's the Gemara Shaila. Be'etin l'cha machloikis, but by machal l'cha divrei akol in yochal lachzaboy, meaning he holds the exact opposite, the antithesis of Shmuel, or maybe what he meant to say was that the machloikis is bein bezu bein bezu. So the Gemara says Toshma, I bring you right. Oh my Rava, Rava said. So again, let's be clear. We're trying to understand what Rabbi Yochanan meant, and the Gemara says Toshma from something Rava said. Rava said machloikis be'etin l'cha. The machloikis is be'etin l'cha. Ava b'machal l'cha. But if it's machal l'cha, divrei akol in yochal lachzaboy. Everybody holds that you can't be choizer. So what's Rava Shita? Rava Shita is clear. Etin l'cha is the machloikis. B'machal l'cha. Divrei akol ein yochal lachzaboy. So Gemara, I am Reb Bishlami be'etin l'cha machloikis. Bishlami, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yochanan help be'etin l'cha machloikis, avol b'machal l'cha divrei akol ein yochal lachzaboy. But by malcha, everybody holds that you can't be choizer. Then Rava damik Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava is shitas Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's exactly what we would be. Eli, I am Reb Bishlami be'etin l'cha machloikis. But if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the machloikis is say b'machal l'cha and say be'etin l'cha, Rava da amek man. Who is Rava going like? Because Rabbi Yehuda Mash Shmuel said the machloikis is b'machal l'cha. And Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me now, hold say b'machal l'cha, say be'etin l'cha machloikis. And Rava said machloikis be'etin l'cha, avol b'machal l'cha divrei akol yochal lachzaboy, which means he's not Shmuel and he's not Rabbi Yochanan. Does that make sense that Rava would be not Shmuel and not like Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, what kind of kasha is this? Rava, kind of the nafshe kama. Rava's a third pshat. Who said Rava can't be a third shita? Rava's an amoira, and Rava has a right to be a third shita. And what was even the havamina? What was the Havamina? Because Rav is a later Amayra, right? Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan are earlier Amayram. So it's not mistaber that Rav is coming to be Chaylik with Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan, but the bottom line is, certainly he could, and as a result, there is no Hoychacha. So again, Shmuel Shita is the Machloikis is B'machalcha, Aval Be'etin L'cha Dibre Akol Yochal Lachzaboy. Rav's Shita is that the Machloikis is Be'etin L'cha, Aval B'machalcha Dibre Akol Ein Yochal Lachzaboy. Rabbi Yechanan just said Be'etin L'cha Machloikis, what he holds B'machalcha when not sure. Could be B'machalcha Dibre Akol Coil, and essentially he shitas Rava, or it could be Rabbi Yochanan holds that the machloikis is say b'machal l'cha and say be'etin l'cha, and if that's the case, there's really three shitas. Zoktemar Eisvei Rav Acha bar Tachlifa l'Rava. So Rav Acha bar Tachlifa asked Rava questions. So again, what is Rava shita? Machloikis be'etin l'cha. The machloikis remained the chachamim is etin l'cha. When the nitva tells the toiveya, nemen alai abba, nemen alai avicha, nemen alai shlesha roi bakar, and whatever comes out, even if I end up owing you money, no worries, I'm going to give it to you. Avol b'machal l'cha. But when it comes to machal l'cha, divrei akoil ein yochal lachzaboy, because machal l'cha is lahachzik, and once the toiveya tells the nitva, you can keep the money at that point. Lahachzik always has more schosim. And if you want to be chayzer, you will not be able to be chayzer. So Rav Acha bar Tachlifa asked Rav Kasha from the next part of the Mishnah. What was the seifa? So the seifa was the same machlokes remained the chachamim, but in the context of a shvu. If somebody owed his friend a shvu, and he told him, he says, you don't have to give me a real shvu. Just swear, bein yuvencha. Ramei says, yachal achzaboy. The chachamim em yachal achzaboy. So Ramei says, if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer. The chachamim say, if he wants to be chayzer, he can. My love says the Gemara. We're probably, says the Gemara, talking about someone who has a chiv to swear, and by him swearing, he won't have to pay. Now, we know there's two types of nishban. There are people that are nishba v'lei mishalim, and then there are people that are nishba v'noitel. Nishba v'lei mishalim means when someone has a schus to get money from somebody, but if you swear, you won't have to pay. Nishba v'noitel means I'm trying to get money from you. I'll swear like this, I'll be able to take money from you. Every shvur deiraisa, there's only three, but the three examples of shvur deiraisa, shvus moed b'miksa, shvus hashoimer, shvus eidachad, are all examples of a nishba v'lei mishalim, right? Where I may owe you another $50. I may owe you money because eidachad says I owe you money. I'm a shoimechina. And could be I owe you money because maybe I was Shaleach Yad or I was Peshe. All three cases swear, and by you swearing, you're not going to have to pay. In the world of Shavuos Derabanan, so you have Nishba V'loi Mishalims, like Shavuos Hesis, and then you have a Nishba V'noita, like Bananas in Bav Metzia Dav Beis, right? But the bottom line is, it goes this way, it goes that way. The Gemara's assumption is that we're probably talking about a Nishba V'loi Mishalim. So what does that mean? Where the Teveya went to the Nitva and he told him, listen, I know you owe me a Shvua right now. And by you owing me a Shvua, you'll be able to get off the hook and you won't have to pay me. You have to give me a proper Shvua. I'm willing to be Meichel, the proper Shvua. Just give me a regular Shvua, Darli, right? A little Shvua. And like this, you won't have to pay me. Now, if that's what the Mishnah is talking about, then it's the havale kamachalach. It's like a machalach, right? Because the Tevei is the one that's talking to the Nitva. If this is a case of someone who has a chiv shvua, and if he swears he won't have to pay, that means the Tevei is telling the Nitva, swear, and if you swear, you won't owe me any money, which is the equivalent of machalach, right? It's the equivalent of machalach. Meaning, based on what he just told him, which he didn't have to tell him, so the Nitva, by giving this shvua, will be able to hold on to what he has. He won't have to pay. And what do you see from here? You see that there was a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Whether you could be chayzer or you cannot be chayzer. So you see mefurish that the machloikis is even b'machalach. Rava said the machloikis is be'etan lach, abo v'machalach divrei akol. What do you mean? Look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Sefer of the Mishnah we're assuming is a nishba v'lei mishalim. If it's a nishba v'lei mishalim, then it's Teveya telling the Nitva, don't worry about it, just give me this little shvu, you won't have to pay. Oh, he's basically telling him machalach. And Rav Meir says you could be chayzer, Chama said you can't be chayzer, but what do you see? You see mefurish that's what they're arguing. They're arguing in a case of machalach. So the Gemara says, loy ba'oisan eshbam v'noitlan, who said that that's the case? Maybe it's talking about a situation of nishba v'noitel, da havalei ke'etan l'cha. It's a situation of nishba v'noitel. Rashi, the nitva kamale. The nitva tells the toiveya, you swear and I'll give you. Meaning you swear, your shvua gives you the schus to be a nishba v'noitel. Ordinarily it has to be in Besdin. Darli, and I'll give you, but the point is it's an etan l'cha, and that's why we have this machlokes. But the Gemara says, but v'tanalei resha. If that's the case, then what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Meaning, if the Reisha is be'etin l'cha, and the Seifa is talking about where it's in Nishba v'noitel, so it's also an etin l'cha, so essentially, then you just repeated the machlokes remain the chachamim. And why do you have to do that? Now, the truth is that right when you started the Mishnah, you could have asked this question, that why do I need the machlokes remain the chachamim twice? I have the machlokes remain the chachamim regarding Nemen olai Abba, Nemen olai Avicha, Nemen olai Shlesh Rei Baka, determining the Bezin, and then I have it in Hilcha Shvu, as darli, as opposed to giving me a proper. The Gemara didn't ask it. The Gemara waited here in the Cheshbon HaSugya to ask it. But what's the kash in the Cheshbon HaSugya? That I don't understand why I need the machlokes remain the Chachamim regarding picking Dayanim and I need it regarding Shvua. Now, Bishloim, if one is Etin Lecha, one is Machal Lecha, okay, then there's a Tzrichas over here. But you're telling me they're both Etin Lecha. Because the machlokes, again, we're going in Rav is Be'etin Lecha. And the Shvua is a Nishba V'Noito, which is also an Etin Lecha. So why do I need the Machloik is twice in the context of Etan Lecha. So the Gemara says, Tana Toyla Badas Acherim, the Tana Toyla Badas Atzmai. There is a Nafkamina. You know what the Nafkamina is? Both talking Etan Lecha. It's the Nitva telling the Toyveya, I trust my father, your father, Shlesh Rei Bakar, and if I end up owing you money, I'll give it to you. You have nothing to worry about. Or swear, just give me a regular Shfua and you could be Nishba V'noitel. I'll give it to you. But there is a difference. The difference is, in the first case, the guy is saying, I'll trust someone else's decision as it relates to me owing you money. In the case of Shvu, is I'll trust that you'll be able to swear, and if you swear, I'll give you the money. In one case, he's being toilet b'das acher, meaning when this guy lives dangerously and he says, Neman olai Abba, what's the risk he's taking, right? What's the risk factor here? That maybe Abba, Avicha, the Shleish Rebaker are going to go against him. When this person says, darli, what's the risk? That this guy is just going to give him a regular frivolous shvua and he's going to end up taking the money. The risk assessment is not the same. Because one, he may lose money, but it's really dependent on das acherim. And the other, he may lose money, but it's dependent on das atzma. And they're not mamish asteim, and the Gemara explains. Because the tell about das acherim, had we only had the ration of the mission, which is tell about das acherim, I would have thought, b'hokam rameh demotzi hadabe. Maybe it's over there, the rameh said that if you want to be chayzer, you could be chayzer. And the reason is, mishum deloi gomaru makni. It could be, the reason it could be chayzer is because we assume that when this guy said, neman alai abe, neman alai avicha, he never was gomer das to really give the guy the money if he ends up losing. The Omar, could be this was like an asmachta. Could be the person was thinking in his head, mi yema de mezakile, mechatesi, abba avicha, right, certainly my father, but even his father. And who said the shleish rei bakar and end up passing in his favor? So could be when he said, I trust them, he didn't really mean it. If he didn't really mean it, he wants to be chayz, it could be chayz. Abba toilu badas atzmai. But in the case where he tells his teveya, you could be nishba v'noitel chutz lebez, then ema moidulu l'rabanon. Because there you can't say he doesn't think the guy's going to swear. He seems ready to swear. So he thinks the guy's for sure going to swear. So the minute he said swear, in his mind, he already gave up. And once he gave up, if you want to be chayz, you can't be chayz. So had I only known that Rameyer holds, in the case of neman olai abba, I wouldn't necessarily know that he holds Yachal Lachzabar in the case of Shvua, because could be there's more of a Gomer Umakni in the case of Shvua, because it's Toilo Bedas Atzme as opposed to Tebedas Achim. That's why, even though I know Nemanolai Abba, Yachal Lachzabar, I still need Ramei Yoshita when it comes to Shvua, Yachal Lachzabar. Okay, so let's just say Shvua, the Yashmina Baha, and I only had Shvua. I would say Baha Kami Rabbanan. Maybe it's only there that the Rabbanan hold that you can't be chayzer because it's toil b'das atzmai. Avo b'ahi, b'nemen alay ab, b'nemen alay avicha, b'nemen alay shleish rei baker, where it is toil b'das acherim, eme moed alay rabbanu l'armei, maybe the rabbanu moed trabei that you could be chayzer tzricha. So to teach me, say, the revus and shitas rameir, and the revus and shitas chachamim, I have to have both of these cases. Either way, this concludes the first part of the Gemara's discussion. And that is, the machloikis rameir and the chachamim in the Mishnah, is it talking about b'machalacha, or is it talking about b'etanlacha? Shmuel said, machloikis b'machalacha, avo b'etanlacha, divra akol yachal achzabai. Rava said, machloikis b'etanlacha, avo b'machalacha, divra akol en yachal achzabai. Rabbi Yochanan said, machloikis b'etanlacha, and it's a shayla, if he holds that b'machalacha, divra akol like Rava, or he holds that b'etanlacha machloikis, and b'machalacha machloikis, the machloikis is going to be in both cases. In other words, a shayla and the Gemara are the two shitas, are the three shitas, and really this shayla of b'machalacha or b'etanlacha machloikis, is it the teveya that's talking in the Mishnah, or is it the nitva that's talking in the Mishnah? It manifests itself also as it relates to how you understand the seif in the Mishnah. The seif in the Mishnah, which talks about the shvua, what kind of shvua is this? Is this a nishba v'noito, or is this a nishba v'loy mishalim? Part 2. Amar Rish Lakish said, machloikis lefnei gmardin. This machloikis is talking about before the gmardin. Meaning, if before the gmardin of Abba, of Vicha, Shloicharei, Bakar, either Tevei or Nitva, right, per the previous sugya, was chayzer, that's where you have the machloikis remain the chacham. Aval achak gmardin, but once the gmardin already happened, divri akol enu chayim lachzabai, everybody holds at that point that if you want to be chayzer, meaning once it's gmardin, then you're a day late and a dollar short. This chazorah only works far the gmardin, right? Sounds reasonable. A benoch the gmardin, what, they paskin, you don't like the way it came out, so what do you want me to tell you, right? It's too late. Where were you yesterday? So now we're ready, it's saying, Rabbi Yochanan said, la'achak mardin machloikis, wow. He said, no, machloikis is la'achak mardin. Iboilu, the same Shiloh. La'achak mardin machloikis. When Rabbi Yochanan said, la'achak mardin machloikis, did he mean that it's la'achak mardin, avalifneig mardin, divya kol yochel achzavah, meaning, it's davka la'achak mardin. But if Neig Mardin, everyone holds it could be Chayis, because it's still the Neig Mardin. Oy Duma, Bein Bezu, Bein Bezu Machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Amin, Bein Bezu, Machlekes. So this is very similar to Rabbi Yechon Amin Alf. Rabbi Yechon Amin Alf was very cryptic. He said, Be'etin Lucha Machlekes. What about Machlucha? And he's like, Rav, he's speaking Belosh and Ktsari. He didn't explain himself. So you have a whole Shaila, did he mean it? Machlucha, also, did he mean Machlucha, Divri Yaakov? Here you have the same exact thing. When Rabbi Yechonan said, La'achak Mardin, Machlekes, did he mean La'achak mardin davka as opposed to lefneig mardin, or did he mean both? So again, let's get this clear. Reish Lakish said the machloikis is lefneig mardin. La'achak mardin, everybody holds he can't be chayzer, right? There's no Ramey who holds he can be chayzer la'achak mardin. Rabbi Yechon said no. La'achak mardin machloikis, clearly arguing with Reish Lakish. So for sure, la'achak mardin is a machloikis. What's the shayla? What would be lefneig mardin? And really, just to pin down the shayla a little bit better, I'll segue into the Toshma, and that is if Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Rameyer, la'achak ma'adin you could be chayzer, for sure lefneig ma'adin you could be chayzer. So what's essentially the Gemara's question? According to the Chachamim, who hold that la'achak ma'adin you can't be chayzer, what about lefneig ma'adin? Could you be chayzer lefneig ma'adin, or could you not be chayzer? Right, so that's really the shayla. Right, the shayla is divrei akol or machloikis, but we know what Rameyer holds. If Rameyer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, holds you could be chayzer la'achak ma'adin, for sure you could be chayzer lefneig ma'adin. So the question is, according to the Chachamim, who hold the achak mardin, you can't be chayzer. Lefneig mardin, could you be chayzer, could you not be chayzer? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya. The Omar Rava, right, you see the signon, similar to Amar Aleph. Again, Toshma from, not a Mishnah, not a Braisa, from Rava. What did Rava say? Keep it all of Karva Apostle. If someone was Makabal on himself, a Karva Apostle, Mamish, our Mishnah, Lefneig mardin, if it's before the Gmardin, Yachal Achzaba, you could be chayzer. La'achak mardin, after the Gmardin, in Yachal Achzaba, you can't be chayzer. Now, this Rava is a little different than the Rava in Amad Aleph, and it's a little different than what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are discussing. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are talking about when Rameir and the Chacham were arguing. It was the Machloikis Lefneig mardin, La'achak mardin. They're being Mefarish and Mishnah. And the Mishnah, you have a Machloikis Rameir and Rabbi. The Chachamim would try and figure out Pshat in the Mishnah. Rava is not getting involved in the Machloikis, right? Notice, he didn't say a word about the Machloikis. Rava just paskin the Halacha, right? Rava got up behind the pulpit in Mechuzah, and he said in his Shulchan Aruch state, Ki belol of Karva, Apostle of Neig Madin Yachal Lachzavai, Lachak Madin En Yachal Lachzavai. So Rava is not explaining the Machloikis between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. What he's doing is he's paskining halacha l'maaseh. Now the two are maybe totally zeh bezeh, but it's not the same thing. And this is not such a nuance. It will play itself out in the Gemara. But the point is, Rav is paskining halacha l'maaseh. So what's Rav's psak? Lifnei gmar din yochel l'achzabai, la'achai gmar din en yochel l'achzabai. Now there's one hanocha Rashi speaks out that you have to know before you go weiter. And that is, that's poshit, that in this machloik, we remain the chacham, we paskin like the chacham. Right, even though we said in Amar Aleph, Rameir was Oikar Hari Hari V'Teichen and Zebezeh, but we know we don't paskin like Rameir. It's a Gemara in Erevin Yud Gimel on the base. Rameir was the biggest genius ever, but at the same time, we don't paskin like Rameir. The bottom line is that we don't paskin halacha l'mais like Rameir. We paskin halacha l'mais like the Chacham. So Rav is for sure paskining Shitas HaChacham. So what's Rav's Shitas HaChachamim? His Shitas HaChachamim is that lefnei gmar din you could be chayzer. La'achar gmar din, you can't be chayzer. So the Gemara says, Gevaldik. I'm a bishleim la'achar gmar din machloikis. Bishleim, if you're going to tell me that machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're holding cheshbon, is la'achar gmar din. Aval lefnei gmar din diviakol yochel achzabai. Lefnei gmar din diviakol yochel achzabai, which means what? What's the chiddush diviakol yochel achzabai? That the Chachamim hold that if you want to be chayzer, you can be chayzer. Rav Adamak Rabbi Yochanan. Then I understand Rav Ashit. He's passing like Rabbi Yochanan. Val libe de rabbon. This is mamish shit. This Rabbi Yochanan libe de rabbon. Eli I amr bein bezu bein bezu machloikis. But if you're going to tell me that the machloikis is bein bezu bein bezu, Rav Adamak Kaman, who's Rav passing like? He's not passing like anybody. Why? Because according to Reish Lakish's Chachamim, Reish Lakish said the machloikis is lifnei gmar din, aval achak gmar din en yochel lachzabai. That means the Chachamim hold that you can never be chayzer, right? It means the Chachamim hold you can never be chayzer. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you're going to tell me that he holds bein bezu machloikis, that means also, according to the Chachamim, you can never be chayzer. Yet, what did Rava say? Rava said, lefnei gmar din, you could be chayzer. So who's Rava going to go like? He's not going to shim with Reish Lakish. He's not going to shim with Rabbi Yochanan. Elo lav shmamina, must be la'achak mar din machloikis shmamina. You have to say that the machloikis, or the marmeir and the chachamim aliba the Rabbi Yochanan is dafcha la'achak mar din ober lifnei gmar din, everybody holds yochol achzabai, and that's why it comes out according to the chachamim aliba the Rabbi Yochanan that lifnei gmar din you could be chayzer, la'achak mar din you can't be chayzer, and that's exactly what Rava's psak was. So the only way to make Rava's psak work is if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan said la'achak mar din machloikis, he meant dafka la'achak mar din machloikis, aval lefnei gmar din, everybody holds yochel achzabai. And if that's the case, Rava, who has to be Shitas HaChachamim, which Shitas HaChachamim is he? He's going to be Rabbi Yochanan Shitas HaChacham. Now Rashi asks a few questions over here. We'll just speak out one. And that is, Rashi says, why didn't the Gemara say what it said in Amar Aleph? Maybe Rava's a third Shita, right? Why can't Rava be a third Shita? On Amar Aleph, the Gemara had the same exact discussion. The etni lecha, the macha lecha, the shayla what Rabbi Yochanan holds, and the Gemara says toshma from Rav. The Gemara says what shayches? What does Rav have to do with Rabbi Yochanan? Okay, same thing over here. You're not sure if Rabbi Yochanan said la'achak madin only or la'achak madin elof neig madin toshma from Rav. Here the Gemara says oh elof shmamino la'achak madin machloikis shmamino. Why? Maybe Rav is his own shita. Rabbi Yochanan's Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish, Rav is Rav. Just like in Amid Aleph, could be this two sheetahs, could be this three sheetahs, maybe here too, this could be two sheetahs, could be three sheetahs. So Rashi says the answer is the nuance that we spoke at earlier. And that is, Rav clearly did not come to be mefarish to machloikis between Rameir and the Chachamim. Right, Rav came to issue a psak. So it sounds like Rav is not being mechadish now, a new havon and how to understand the machloikis. Rav knows that there's Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach and there's Reish Lakish's mahalach. And he's coming to paskin halacha l'maisa, obviously like the Chachamim, and he's coming to issue the psak. Now, it's not Reish Lakish, because according to Reish Lakish, according to Chachamim, that loch is he can never be chayzer. Oh, must be, it's Rabbi Yochanan. But it only works if you hold lefnei gmar din, you can be chayzer. And that's the Shema Amina. In Amid Aleph, Rava is talking the same language as Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? They were the Amiram and Amid Aleph. That all discussing what was the machloikis. Okay, so Shmuel had his understanding of the machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan had his understanding of the machloikis. And Rava came and he gave a third understanding of the machloikis. He has every right to do that. But what's happening here in our sugi is Rav is not giving a new pshat in the machloikis. What he's doing is he's coming to the machriya, the psak. It sounds like he's working with the established pshatim that we already have in the machloikis. That means he's paskining either like Reish Lakish's chachamim or he's paskining like Rabbi Yochanan's chachamim. If you hold that the machloikis is bein bezu, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan, then it doesn't stem with either of the Chachamims. By the way, Rashi does speak out that even though it doesn't stem with any of the Chachamims, it could stem with Rish Lakish's Rameyer. But if you're holding Cheshbon, but Rashi says, for sure, Rav is passing like the Chachamims. That's not an option. Has to stem with one of the two Chachamims. The only way you can stem with the Chachamims is if you say that the Machloikis is Davka Lachik Madin, but if Neik Madin, everybody holds, you could be Chayz. Either way, just a postscript to everything that we just saw. Shalach Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chizdel, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Lefneik Madin Machloikis, Yilachik Madin Machloikis. Okay, that was the Machloikis, Rav Yechon Rish Lakish, but he wanted to know, Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, what do you hold? Additionally, the second question was, who do we pass like? Do we pass like Rameyer or do we pass like the Chacham? So the Gemara Shal Achle, he sent him back. La'achak ma'adin machloikis. Machloikis la'achak ma'adin. V'halochak divrei chachamim. And you want to know, we paskin like the chachamim. So again, the machloikis is la'achak ma'adin. Sounds like lefneik ma'adin. Everybody holds it to be chayzer. Machloikis la'achak ma'adin. And la'achak ma'adin, we pass like the chachamim. That you can't be chayzer. Rav Ashi said, hochi sholach. No, the shayla was something else. The etin l'cha machloikis, abimach l'cha machloikis. Right? The postscript is not a postscript on the second part of the sugya. It's on the first part of the sugya. The shayla that Rav Nachman Rav Chizda asked Rav Nachman Yaakov was, is the machloikis be'etin l'cha, or is the machloikis the machlocha, the halachic divrei mi, and he wanted to know who he paskin like. Shalach Lehi told him be'etin lucha machloikis. The machloikis is be'etin lucha. The halachic divrei chachamim that you cannot be meeting b'machlo. Everybody holds it could be chayzer, but it's be'etin lucha and be'etin lucha. The machlo everybody holds it can't be chayzer, and the machloikis is be'etin lucha. And we paskin you can't be chayzer b'machlo lucha. The sura says the gemara masnohachi. In sura they taught it the way we just mentioned it. The pumpadisa masnohachi. Pumpadisa had a whole different version of the postscript. Amar Reb Chanina bar Shlamya sholcholemi bei Rav Lishmul. Rav Yeshiva sent to Shmuel the following question: Yilamdenu Rabenu lefneig mardin v'kanu miyadei mai. If it was lefneig mardin, but there was a kinyan already, what would be the halacha? In other words, they understood that la'achak mardin, for sure the halacha is like the chachamim, that what, you can't be chayzer. Lefneig mardin, you could be chayzer. What would be if it's lefneig mardin and there was a kinyan? Could you still be chayzer? Shnalach, we told him back, in la'achak kinyan klo. Oh, once you make a kinyan, then it, for sure it's too late and nobody's going to hold. And once you make a kinyan, you could be chayzer. Regardless, a lot of cheshbon over here. It's not so hard per se, but definitely a lot of cheshbon. And really, what was the high level discussion of this Gemara? The Mishnah, for the machleks, remain the chachamin, nemer alai abba, nemer alai avicha, nemonim alai shloshi rei baker. And then you want to be chayzer. Could you be chayzer? Could you not be chayzer? Remain said, yeah, chachamin say no. Similar shayla as relates to a shvua. Guy owes someone a shvua. He says, darling, give me a shvua, chutz lebezdin, and we'll call it even. We'll be friends. And he wants to be chayzer. Could he be chayzer? Could he not be chayzer? Again, Rameyus says, yeah, come say no. What are the two shaylas? Number one, is the teiveya talking to the nitva, or is the nitva talking to the teiveya? What's the difference? Is this a machalacha, or is this a etanacha? What's the difference? Are you using this to be machzike money? Are you using this to be maitzi money? Huge difference in the world of the bavas, right? In the world of chayshe mishma. The second question is this all playing out before the gemara then? Or is this playing out after the Gemara, or maybe playing out both, right? These were the two shaylas with all the different postscripts. Either way, we're going to come up for breath, exhale, and just speak out one ha'ara, going back to the earlier part of the daf. And really, the ha'ara is a classic ben benoy, shel classic meshech achma. This meshech achma is in Parshas Vayelech, Perik Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Tes. Pasuk is Vayitna El HaKohanim B'nei Levi, and it talks about so many things that we've spoken about so many times. For Im Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, this is such a big zog from Rameir Simcha. And that is as follows. The Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tes Zayin Amar Aleph. This is the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos. It's a classic. The Gemara relates an anecdote regarding the first sugya in the Masechtas Yevamos, which is the sugya of Tzaras Erva. So we know if an erva falls to Yibam, there's no Yibam with Chalitza. If a Tzaras Erva falls to Yibam, there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. Stating that, the Mishnah says it was really machlikis between Bisham and Bisil, whether Tzaras Erva is Potim and Yibam with Chalitza, or is not Potim and Yibam with Chalitza. And the Gemara goes on and tells a story. The Gemara says, Bimei Rab Doisa ben Horkinis, he tiru Tzaras Abbas la'achin. In the times of Rab Doisa ben Horkinis, so there was a bezdin that paskin la Bishamai, and they said that at Tzaras Erva, And this is something that bothered the Chachamim very much. Because the one behind this kula was Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus, and he was a big Chacham, he was a very, very wise person. And they were very disturbed that somebody of his ilk, of his caliber, would go, and he would paskin like Beis Shammai, and he would say that Saras Erva is Mutter. Now, the rest of the story is Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus came from the world of Beis Shammai. He was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and he was really following his Messiah. But the Chachamim, who were from Beis Hillel, for the most part, they didn't like this Psak. Regardless, they decided they're going to go to his house. He was very old, and he couldn't come to Beis Medrash anymore. And they said they're going to go try to hash it out with him, and they're going to have this discussion. Amru, they said, Mi Yelech, who should go and talk to him in learning? I'm going to Rabbi Yeshua, I'm going to go. V'achra me, and afterwards, who's going to go next? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, I'm going to go. And who's going to go next? Rabbi Akiva's going to go. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, right, this feels like the last Gemara in Masechtas Makkos, they all start walking together, they're going to meet and visit Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus. They want to talk to him in learning, and what do they want to discuss with him? The halach of Tzaras Abbas. He paskin Tzaras Abbas as mutter, and then that happened. Either way, the Gemara tells a whole story about how they came, and he met with them, and he said, oh, you're Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're Rabbi Akiva, oh wow, you're Rabbi Yeshua, and he had different things to say about everybody. And then at the end of the whole story, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus won the argument in learning, shein emol, he came, mamish guns blazing, and he had so much to say on this topic. This is one of the Gemaras where you see that Beis Shammai was mechade ditve, right? Even though we pass like Bissel, but we know who were the bigger oiker harims and oiker hari harims, v'toichan and zevazeh, that was the school of Beis Shammai. This is like exhibit A for that idea. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus, he mamish made ashen blotter from the gedoyle gedoyle Yisrael, ad kedei. The Gemara at the end says that after he spoke to them in learning, he tells Rabbi Akiva, says, tell me, you're that Rabbi Akiva that I've heard so much about? He said, wow, Ashrecha shezochiso l'shem. He says, no, Ashrecha that you were zeicha to a good reputation. What's Roye Bakr? See the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Chavdalad Amaral. But he says, So Rabbi Akiva told him, mask him. He says, you're giving me too much credit. Not only am I not a Roye Bakr, I'm not even a Roye Tzoy. Maybe in tomorrow's daf we'll see more what this means. But the bottom line is, this was the way this went between Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus and the great Chachmei Yisrael. Now this story, again, is a Gemara in Yevamis, daf Tezayin Amaral. It's also mentioned in Talmud Yerushalmi. Same place, the end of the first perek of Masechtas Yevamis, perek Aleph Halacha Vav. And Kedarkei Shel HaTalmud Yerushalmi, there's some nuances between the narrative in Bavli and the narrative in Shal. Here's one. Ra es Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus sees Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'kara Olam, and he said the following pasuk. Nar ho yisi gamzo kanti, v'loi ro yisi tzadik nezav, v'zaroi mevaki yishlochem. Okay, what did he mean? So he explained. Makiro yani, he says, I could see from looking at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, shudor asiri la'ezra, that he's 10 generations from Ezra HaSofer. Ve'enoi damyin l'didei, and his eyes look like Ezra HaSofer's eyes. Ad kan divrei ha-Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yosef ben Hyrcanus looks at Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He says, Naro yisi gamza kanti, v'lo yiro yisi tzadik nezav v'zayim v'akashlochem. You're a b'non shel kadoshim. He says, I see makira ani. I can tell you're 10 generations from Ezra. And not just that, you have the same eyes. You mamash have the same eyes. V'enoi damil says, what does this even mean? Eina Yerushalmi aza oima elodar sheni. He has the same eyes like Ezra. First, let's say he does. Okay. And how would he even know what Ezra Sefer's eyes looked like? Right? He lived hundreds of years earlier. So what's Poshib Shat in this Gemara? So Rami Simcha Gedarka Vakodesh said a Dover Nifla. It's like a Mechkari. He said something fascinating. He said that once upon a time, Torah was in Eretz Yisrael. And not just in Eretz Yisrael, but in Yerushalayim. And not just in Yerushalayim. It was by the Kayhanim B'nei Levi. The pasuk says, "Ki mitzion teitzei soira udvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim." It was Shevet Levi whose job it was to be Yoram Mishpatecha leYakov v'Seiroschal Yisrael. He brings the sefri that Tosfos in Bava Basra Daf Chafal from an Aleph brings on the pasuk the man Tilmad leYires Hashem. That the idea of Ma'aseh Shein is Gedolah Ma'aseh Shmivil deYira, and Tosfos brings the sefri that says that the Yid would have Ma'aseh Sheni. He knew Ma'aseh Sheni had to be eating Yerushalayim. He'd go to Yerushalayim and he would see Kailim, he would see yeshivas, he would see people sitting and learning Torah. That's what Torah was. All the Torah was Yerushalayim. And that's why you had to go to Yerushalayim to chop a little Yerushalayim. Because if you didn't go to Yerushalayim, where are you getting Yerushalayim? There were no yeshivas outside. Right? Kimitziyein teitzei soira udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. He says, Kamoisha Metzino, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, in the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, I think we've gone through that a few times. In the beginning of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, he wants to learn Torah and he's crying. And where does he go? He goes to Yerushalayim. Because that's where all the yeshivas were. Right? The yeshivas on Yerushalayim. And that was always the mahalach. The mahalach was, Kimitziyein teitzei soira Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and not just in Yerushalayim, it was by the Kohanim, it was by Shevet Levi. In other words, there was an elite group within Klal Yisrael that had a certain monopoly over Torah, and all the Torah flowed through them. You want the Torah, you went there. It was Ba'isamokim, and it had to be from that Shevet, and from those Lamdonim. That is where a Yid had to go if he wanted to learn Torah. And this is always the way it was. He says, then Ezra HaSofer came. And Ezra HaSofer realized that it can't be this way anymore. Ezra HaSofer lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. The Yidden had been taken into Golos. And even though they were told they're allowed to come back to Eretz Yisrael, we know so many Yidden remained in Bavel. But forget about that. You had all the Yidden that was scattered all over the world. Right, we've mentioned many times that the Bar Benel, he traced his lineage in Spain going back to Nebuchadnezzar's times. When Nebuchadnezzar, the Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, he took Yidden and he spread them to the Arba Kanfei Saaretz. He said, the Bar Benel said, my Zayda landed in Sfarad, literally, back in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. But that's what happened. Jews started being spread out all over the place. And Ezra HaSofer understood that in the event that in order to learn Torah, you're going to have to go to Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, and it's going to be held amongst the elite, not Shevet Levi, who is Hashem, and it's going to be Dafka by the Kayhanim. Torah Mateola. Torah is going to be forgotten. So Ezra went, Ezra made a simcha, and Ezra said, I'm going to change, and I'm going to shift the way we're going to go about this. Moving forward, Torah is going to be accessible to everybody. And you're not going to have to go to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim to learn. I'm going to make sure everyone's able to learn. What did he do to make that happen? Zokr Meir Simcha, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masech de Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Alef Omid Beis. Omid Mar Zutra V'yitema Marukva. Betchilo nitna Torah L'Yisrael B'ksav Ivri V'loshan HaKodesh. Chozro V'nitlan B'mei Ezra B'ksav Ashuris V'loshan Arami. The Torah was given. He said, who spoke Ksav Ivri? Nobody spoke Ksav Ivri. You know who spoke Ksav Ivri? The Kayanim and the Levim. You wanted to learn Torah, you couldn't even access it. It was impossible. Imamish Kimitziyein Teitzei Soira Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. And the Lashon was Lashon HaKodesh. Ezra went and Ezra changed it. Ezra changed it to Ksav Ashuris. He changed it to Lashon Arami. He literally translated the Torah. This is Mamish what he did. It's Ches Tevis, by the way. He translated the Torah. This is what he goes ahead and this is what he does. And he makes now the Torah accessible to everybody. If you're not sure I'm right, take a look at Rashi and Sanhedrin Chav Dalet Amar Aleph. Ochis lanu katana v'shadayim ein la. Zok the Gemara, it's referring to Bavel. She zok so lilmoid v'loi zok so lalami. Zok the Eilig Rashi. What does it mean? Elam Daniel was an Elam. Tichsev ani ho yisi b'shushan abira asher be'elam. V'loi rovatz Torah. He didn't teach Torah. Ezra was in Bava v'lamat chayku mishv l'yisro. So what's the oimik of that Gemara? Because Daniel is from the manhigim of Klal Yisrael before Ezra. They learned, but they didn't teach Torah. Daniel didn't teach Torah. Of course they taught Torah, but to the elite. But Ezra came and Ezra made Torah accessible to everybody. And that's this inyan of Ezra. This was his avodah where he changes it to Ksav Ashuris and now it's Lashon Arami. Yeah, the inyan can fashtay. Because that's the only way Torah is going to be able to thrive in this matzav of Golas. And he says that's the oimik of Ezra HaSofer's avodah. He said, Ruya hoysa Torah shetinoslin Torah al yaday. V'afo pishloi nitna al yaday. Nishtana Ksav al yaday. But the Nishtana Ksav al yaday is not just the Ksav. This is fundamental. This is something very yisodi going on over here. And you want to know what that is? Nishtana Ksav means now all of a sudden there's a translation. Now it's accessible to everybody. Not punk Nishtana Ksav. It's not a prat. It's a klal. This is not an enough. It's an Elon. It's a whole tree. It's a whole hashkafa of how you look at things. And Ezra literally changed the hashkafa. There was a hashkafa up until Ezra, and Ezra's Ruya Hoysa Torah Shetinos in Al Yodai, and that's why Nishtana Ksav Al Yodai. Everything shifts in the times of Ezra. Sendra Meir Simcha. We know that's not the only time in history there was this feeling that we have to make Torah more accessible and more accessible. There was another time. And that's, of course, the Gemara Masechtas Brachas that starts on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis and it goes through Daf Chav Ches. But the Gemara says, the Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi in Yavna, and there was a whole Maisa because of Oysa Talmud, and they felt they had to remove Rabbi Gamliel from the Nasius, says the Gemara. They had to appoint another Nasi. Who was the next Nasi that they appointed? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was too young, he was 18 years old, he had the miracle, Hareini Kiven Shivim Shon. Says the Gemara, Tana Oysa Ayoim, that day, Silku L'Shomer HaPesach. They removed the Shomer HaPesach, V'nitna Lem Rishusel Talmidim Likanes, and they gave permission for all the Talmidim to come back into Yeshiva. Shoyer Rabbi Gamliel Machris V'Oim, Gamliel used to say, "Kol Talmud Shein Toichei Kibaroi Lo Yikonis BeBeis Medrash." But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "I see it differently." Ahu Yoyma Itoisvu Kamas Afsali. That day there were many. How many? It was a machlekes. One man said 400. Another man said 700. And we all know the rest of the story. But said Rabbi Meir Simcha, "You see that there was another time something like this happened, where there was a complete change of mindset. And what was that? It was Bimei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah when Solku L'Shomer HaPesach." So Rabbi Meir Simcha says like this. By the way, parenthetically, he says Rabbi Gamliel held it has to be a Shomer HaPesach, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says no, remove the Shomer HaPesach. He says throughout Shas, Rabbi Gamliel says different statements, and Rabbi Gamliel says Kach Mekublani MiBeis Abiyah. Right? They ask Rabbi Gamliel, "How do you know this?" He says Chava Mesoyer from the Zeda. He didn't even feel he had to explain himself, said Ramesh. Only Ramesh could say this. He didn't have to explain himself. This is Ayudos. You don't understand it, so you don't understand it. He said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Mida throughout Shas is, he's always coming to explain things. Right, he says, why did Kindlech come to Hakel? He says, he's always explaining time of the crow. This is what he says. Well, Gamliel is always saying, Kach Mekublani. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is always explaining. You know why? Because Rabbi Gamliel said, you don't have to understand. Whatever, the ones who understand, understand. Do fashteis nish, so do fashteis nish. What should I do? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wants everybody to understand. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is always explaining. But he said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had the same midah. His midah was that he's removing the Shomer HaPesach. So he says, that's what Rabbi Doisim ben Hurkina said. Rabbi Doisim ben Hurkina said, you're 10 generations from Ezra. But well, we've spoken about this a lot over the years. That number 1 and number 10 are one and the same. They have an Ezra and then the Parshas Bechu Kosai. That's why the Bechor has Kedusha and Asiri Kodesh. But this is an Indian that the Svar Makdoshim talk a lot about. That one in ten. So it's not punk 10 generations. Right? There's a lot of tifkait in the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is 10 generations from Ezra. But he had the same eyes as Ezra. What does that mean? So he says eyes. What does it mean, the eyes of a manik? The Enei Ha'eda. What are the Enei Ha'eda? Right, the Enei Ha'eda. The Enei Ha'eda are the eyes of the Bezdin. It's the Hashkofa of the Bezdin. It's the Habata of the leaders of the generation. Ezra's Habata, his macro view, literally, of how you're supposed to run Klal Yisrael is, we have to make it more accessible. That's the Hashkof of Ezra HaSofer. Daniel is Lomad Veloyli made. Abba Ezra is teaching Torah as well. That's this Avoid of Ezra. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the same thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Hashkofa, when it came to being a manig, was identical to that of Ezra. And said Rabbi Meir Simcha, that's Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkanis, that's what he was saying, and that is, I see you have the same eyes as Ezra, the same eyes, what, they're both blue? That's not what he meant to say. What he meant to say was, you have this, you're the same Enei Ha'eda, you're saying the same Chiddush, this Chiddush that you Elta Zayda 10 years ago, Ezra said, that we have to have a little bit of a change of heart now, and what we need to do is we need to be Maimit Tamidim Harbe, and we have to make sure that Torah is going to have a kiyum, and the only way Torah is going to have a kiyum is by us doing our job to spread it. That was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's avodah when he went ahead and he removed the Shomer HaPesach. Ali Rameh Simcha says that if you understand this, you'll have a much better avon of the ganz avodah Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is his rashi. This was his avodah. So I just think it's kedai to chazer over something we spoke at earlier. Mamash Masechta Sanhedrin. This Rameh Simcha brings it home so stark, right? Pirkei Avos begins. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai Umasar Li Yeshua. Yeshua v'skeinim, v'skeinim l'neviim, u'neviim v'saru l'anshe k'nes l'agdoilo. Hei mamru shloish nedvarim, heve mesunim bedin, ve'amidu talmidim harbe, v'asu siog v'tay. This is what the anshe k'nes l'agdoilo contributed. Anshe k'nes l'agdoilo, think about what they did. The Mishnah, the Tefillahs, Kriyas HaTorah, all the derab, everything comes from the anshe k'nes l'agdoilo. Hei mamru shloish nedvarim, heve mesunim bedin, ve'amidu talmidim harbe, v'asu siog v'tayro. But the fetus Rav Meir Simcha, what we said then, Mamush jumps off the page. Ezra HaSoifer, he is the Roish of this Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo. And what's his Ashkafa? Hemidu Tamidim Harbe. Right, you're coming from Elam, where Daniel was Loma V'loi Limer. Again, Chazal say this. We can never say things like this. Abazu Elam Shezoch Solilmoy V'loi Zoch Solilame. Rashi B'Lashoni Azov says Daniel was Loi Ravatz Torah. But now, all of a sudden, there's a change. Now they're coming back, Eretz Yisrael, and they see the State of the Union is a big mess, and Medafah ben Anander Ashkofa is Hey Mamru Shloisha Dvarim, Hemidu Tamidim Harbe. This is this Inyan that Rav Meir Simcha is talking about. That's the Hemidu Tamidim Harbe that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo go down for. These are the three things. Hemidu Tamid, what's the Heaven Masunim Bedin? So we'll just chazer over the word from the Lubavitch Rebbe. He said, to tell someone to be Hemidu Tamidim Harbe is very hard. Because, I don't know, maybe this person is not worthy of being a Talmud of mine. Mechateisa, I should teach this person Torah. Who said? Right, Mechateisa, this is even the way that it should be. If a person is Masim Bedin and he judges people carefully, and he looks at the milas that people have, and he understands maybe where they're coming from, and different nisyonis that they've had, and he's able to be dan lekavschos, and he's able to see the toiv and the good, and the soul, and the nesham of another yid, then you could come to Hemidu Tamidim Harbe. Heaven Mesunim Bedin is the Hakdama to Hemidu Tamidim Harbe. If you're not Masim Bedin, yeah, you're right, most people are not going to make the cut. But if you're Mesunim Bedin, that's how you can come to Hemidu Tamidim Harbe. But again, this Havoid of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, of Hemidu Tamidim Harbe, this is Mamish Hein Hein Advarim, where Meir Simcha says, was the Chiddush of Ezra HaSoifer, and it's the Oimek. Again, we're speaking it out because it's a Gemara and a Rashi here in Sanhedrin Chaf Daled Amud Aleph, but it really brings us back to the Oimek in understanding the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, what it means, Ruya Hoysa Torah, Shetinosin Al Yidei Ezra, V'afa Pishloi Nitna Al Yodei Nishtana Haksav Al Yodei.